Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Anchorage Opera's production of Lucia de Lammermoor.
And our guests today are two performers with the company, Kirk Dougherty and Jane Driebert, who are performing in the opera. Welcome to Stage Talk, both Kirk and Jane.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
And what roles are you playing?
I play Arturo, who is the groom, and he's marries Lucia, and he also suffers an ill-fated marriage.
Yes, it's a very sad play.
Yes.
But the music is absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it is. Fantastic stuff.
And Jen, you're playing Lucia, right?
Yes.
Oh, tell us about your part in this opera.
Well, the way I see her, anyway, is she is quiet, perhaps a little shy, young woman with a very vibrant imagination and just full of passion, with a couple, you know, rebellious streaks for the right cause. And but she is surrounded by very imposing figures around her who have control over her life, and just the journey she goes through with that.
Well, that was almost always typical of the higher classes in those days, that the daughters had no control over their lives at all, not even who they married, really. Mm-hmm. Which is one of the things that this play is about.
Right.
Well, tell us in a nutshell, Kirk, why don't you take this question? Tell us in a nutshell what this opera is about.
Well, it's a story set in Scotland, and it is a story which revolves around some political intrigue, which is purposely left slightly vague by the composer and the librettist. Gaetano Donizetti is the composer of this opera. And with the librettist, they try to give the impression of a kind of civil unrest between two warring factions. But they left it just vague enough so that you wouldn't feel like it was totally driven on just historical precedent. And so you could move this story to other places, other times. And it's loosely based upon Walter Scott's novel, The Bride of Lammermoor. And basically, the main female character is forced to marry someone who she doesn't want to marry, but it's politically expedient for her brother, Henry, in the novel, Enrico in the opera, to marry her to a character, Arthur, or Arturo, in the opera. And this is a very, very difficult situation for her, because she loves another man, and his name is Edgardo, and he's really the main male character, and his castle is the castle that Lucia's family has inherited through the spoils of this political unrest. So this character, Edgardo, is really stuck. He's left out. But the music and the drama is all kind of rooting for him and for her.
It's a wonderful story. You have to understand that I have to show my prejudice to the audience. I first heard my first opera at 8 and fell absolutely in love with it, to the point where I would tell the other kids that I was listening to the football game when I was actually listening to the opera.
Yeah.
Well, there's similarities between opera and football, aren't there? There's competition.
It's one of the more exciting stories also, because there's a lot of outwardly violent moments, of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. And probably the most violent moment is depicted in the novel and the opera. This moment of Lucia signing this contract of marriage to this other man, and at the wedding night, killing him. Mm-hmm. And so that is... Yeah, not to spoil it for
well, you just
did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very tragically dramatic and romantic.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a family opera.
And the music is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, yeah. The music really helps along.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest Jane Drubert and Kirk Dougherty talking about Anchorage Opera's production of Lucia de Lammermoor, which opens tonight.
Talking about the music a bit here, you know, we have a lot of plays on here, and playwrights, different playwrights, have a different voice in their plays. Describe Donizetti's music to our audience who may not be familiar with this, with his type of music.
I mean, basically, it is music that was written in the early 19th century, and it involves a kind of a dramatic landscape that, in some ways, you will be surprised to hear such beautiful music underlying such a difficult stage or dramatic action. Sometimes the saddest moments have like what we would feel is like the happiest music, and it's this strange sort of beautifulness to it. You know, a major key underlining a really sad dramatic moment, but it's effective and it's very memorable.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about that just now, and I was telling him about when I first listened to the recordings, and going through my Italian translations, and I was kind of like, no wonder she's going mad. this really awful, terrible thing happened to her, and they're all singing very beautifully and just happily around her, like there's nothing, you know, going on. Mm-hmm. And but as I delved into the character more and the rest of the story, and now it's gotten to a point where, oh, I understand now why it's like this. And in some ways, I remember with my acting classes, you know, they'd always say the hard thing about playing a tragic character is not to become too pathetic of a victim and to rise above that and have a journey that ends somewhere better, you know, hopefully. And so it's been very, very interesting.
So your journey with this part from the acting standpoint is really, sounds like it's feeding into your also training in music. So you're combining both music and the acting to create something which sounds like a very, very interesting role, something that tragic and also the mix of tragedy, not tragedy, but tragic and happy moments.
This character has definitely allowed me to really luxuriate in my love for tragic dramatics. It has transformed me as a performer and a singer, for sure.
That wonderful. And I think we should mention that this lovely singer is local. She's playing this part, and she lives in Anchorage. Yes. And please come and see it. Listen to her. She's wonderful.
Mm. Thank you.
Well, since we're talking about where folks are from, Kirk, I know you're from out of state here. Where you come from?
I'm originally from the suburbs of New York City. I live in a town called Sleepy Hollow, New York. and currently, my wife and I, we live in New York, New York.
Isn't Sleepy Hollow where the legend of Sleepy Hollow is?
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
indeed. There's a lot of Sleepy Hollows in many states, but this is actually the original Sleepy Hollow. Yeah.
And you're playing the part of Arturo.
That's right, yeah.
And who is the...
The man that marries Lucia and gets his just desserts. So, yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean, It's funny, actually. Going back to the music part of it, I mean, opera is wonderful in that you can get insights from the music into how the overall who is favored in terms of character by the composer and by the musicians. And Arturo's music is always this sort of pompous kind of, you know, I'm so proud and you know. This kind of haughty kind of music, this hauteur to it. And each character is outlined in that way, too. Lucia has always the most the sentimental, the more beautiful instrumental music, harp solo is fantastic in the first act. And yeah, the music really tells that other underlying story.
Well, gosh, it sounds like both of you are playing really, I hate to say the word fun parts, because Arturo, you get, well, we're not going to say what happens to you.
You and, both get killed.
And Jane, you're playing this tragic character, but it sounds like it's a lot of fun in a challenging manner. Is that right?
It is.
Yeah. Most definitely, yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming. We're about to run out of time here. Kirk Dougherty and Jane Driebert to talk about Anchorage Opera's production of Lucia di Lammermoor, which opens tonight at 8 o'clock.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, Murder on the Nile by Agatha Christie is in its last weekend. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
UAA Theater's presentation of William Hauptman's Big River, with music by Roger Miller and based on Mark Twain, runs through November 24th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Perseverance Theater of Juneau's presentation of God of Carnage by Yasmina Reza is performing at the Sidney Lawrence Theater for its last weekend at the Performing Arts Center. Performances are 7:30 Friday and Saturday night and 4 on Sunday. Tickets and information are at 263ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend to see Come to Me Leopards by our own Alicia Jones. It's about running and murder and directed by Jane Wenger. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Quarterly Review is looking for actors for the reading of a short drama by Jeff Silverman called Farewell, the Catastrophe Works. It'll be performed on November the 15th. It's a wonderful piece for two women, one late 50s, one late 20s. Straightforward reading, no blocking. And if you want to be a reader for this play, contact Ron Holmstrom. His email address is holmstrom@alaskalife.net.
Anchorage Opera's production of Lucia di Lammermoor by Donizetti will be shown this weekend only, with performances Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263ARTS. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.